So tomorrow is Heritage Day. So obviously we're not going to be on air tomorrow, although there's terrific stuff throughout the day on 702 Music with Kenny, Rafilwe with her excellent show in the morning and so on. But what we're going to do today is do some heritage-related stuff because we don't want to miss out on some important things. One of those things is tomorrow in Braamfontein, there is an Umgomboti Brewing Competition. It's the third one that's been held. I don't know if it was disrupted by COVID, but we'll find out whether this is three in a row or whether they had to take in a break. My guest is Apiwe Nkosani Mawela, who is the founder of a brewing operation called Tolokazi Beer and Cider. Apiwe, welcome. Nice to have you with us on 702.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
So the competition tomorrow, how does that actually work? I mean, will people bring beer that they've already produced, or is there going to be demonstrations of beer making? Give us a sense.
Okay. Yes, so this is actually the third time I'm running the competition. It was disrupted in 2020 by COVID.
Yeah.
So what happened was I did a call for entry in August. We asked people to commit or pledge to brew for the day. And then tomorrow, all those people will be bringing their beers. So they've been brewing their own beers, following their own family recipes. And then tomorrow, we will be have a set of judges who will be judging the different beers and also just sharing the different traditions and heritage and the different ways how we make gombo tea South Africans.
So one of the things that was shared with me before you came on air is that you're not just looking at the beer and how it tastes, but you want people to talk about their brewing family tree, umlando. Tell us, yes. A, why that's so important and a little bit about why it's so crucial in your view, and not just to the product, but to the cultural significance of the brewing.
So for myself, as a brewer myself, you know, having learned the Western way of brewing and realizing when I was growing up that I didn't know my own family traditions when it comes to brewing umgomboti. So I thought, you know, through this competition, one of the key things I want is people not to forget about our own traditions. Because as you know yourself, that, you know, brewing is something that is not so fashionable in our times. My generation and the younger generation do not see it as something that, you know, they want to do. It's seen as something for Okoko, Emakaya, like in the villages. So for me, through this competition, I want us to never forget, you know, just to keep reminding ourselves of how and why and how it's done. And also just learn from each other. Because for me, intriguingly, how Amaza end up brewing umgomboti versus Xhosa, and even with the Xhosa nation, we all do it a bit differently. And just sharing those and having those insights, for me, that is where umlando, the theme umlando comes from.
Do you have to like beer to be good at brewing it?
No. But you still have to sort of, you know, be able to taste it. Like a chef, you can't cook and not and hate the taste or the smell. So
yes.
you don't have to be a full-on drinker, but you still have to at least, you know, be able to taste the product.
Yeah, so I wasn't suggesting do you have to like drinking lots of beer. That's not what I mean at all. But were you a beer lover and interested in the tastes before you started brewing? Or did you kind of get into brewing and then maybe sort of change your view of the product?
I actually never drank alcohol in my life before I started working in the industry. I got in through the science, the love of science. And that is why in the competition itself, tomorrow we're also going to be hosting a master class where I'll be touching on the science element of brewing. Even though umgomboti is something that is full on African, it is actually a full of science that the most people do not understand the science. So for me, brewing, I see it more of a scientific process, a biotechnical process,
right?
And not so much the final product. Obviously, I've come to enjoy the final product over the years, and that makes the whole journey more worthwhile.
Tell me, I mean, umgomboti, is it mainly kind of for family and community consumption, or is it starting to find a place in the commercial sales environment of beer as well?
It is. You find it in the commercial space as well.
Right.
You know the history of our country with the shipping queens, where the women used to brew when obviously are not allowed to sell alcohol in the townships, and most of the women started brewing their own traditional beers to sell. What we've seen also recently, I mean, in the one of the ladies was in my top three last year. She's gone out to start her own business where she brews and sells the Kuchisa Nyamas for Mkhodi Monday. So in Mkhodi Monday, they'll pay that with Mkomboti.
Right.
And she brews for people, and she sells that like 5 liters with Tendendovu. So it is starting to become a, people are starting to look at it on a different light, and she'll be one of the, she'll be giving a talk at the event tomorrow just to inspire the younger ones not to take it as just a fun thing to do, just having the competition for the fun of it,
yes,
but to also start looking at, you know, what are the other opportunities that one could get out of the whole thing.
And just finally, who's doing the judging?
So I'm the main host, so I'm the one who will be drinking most of them and judging. But
yes,
I've got in beer sommelier, Cicerone, actually one of the first beer Cicerones in South Africa, Lucy Korn. She'll be coming in from a clear beer perspective and obviously looking at,
yes,
you know, the off flavors. And I've got a chef, Tangi Ndlovu, who's coming in from the food side. I've got Umami Yunis, who's written books on heritage culinary and understanding, you know, she has more understanding on the different tribes and different cultures. And the past winners have joined me also, Kevin Global, who's now gone out to actually start her own business. So she'll be coming in also as a judge, and our top winner from last year is joining us also as a judge.
Thanks very much, and I hope it goes well. Apiwe Nklusani Mawele is the founder of Tolokazi Beer and Cider and convener of the Mkomboti Brewing Competition, which takes place in Bromfontein tomorrow. So on the subject of people and it's not alcohol, the making of alcohol. 20 past four, we'll be talking to somebody who featured in a movie just released on Amazon Prime. The movie's called Blind Ambition. It is about a group of Zimbabwean sommeliers and wine experts who took part in a world championship. It's a story about much more than just that. Joseph Dafana is now running his own company called Morsi Wines and Spirits, and we'll chat to him at 20 past four. It's 3:30.